In Peru, a mercury poisoning epidemic sweeps a tribe. The Nahal territory in Peru, well, up to 80% recently contacted tribe in Peru, well, they've been poisoned with mercury. This is raising serious concerns for the future of the tribe. One child has already died, displaying symptoms consistent with mercury poisoning. The source of the Nahal tribe's poisoning remains a mystery, but experts suspect Peru's massive Camisia gas project, which opened up on the land that the tribe occupied in the 1980s, may be to blame. The project has recently been expanded further into the Nahal territory, prompting fierce opposition from the tribe. Rampant illegal gold mining in the region is another potential source of mercury poisoning. Other indigenous communities in the area may also have been affected by mercury contamination, but tests have not been carried out. Some of these communities are what they call uncontacted or extremely isolated, which means they haven't been fucked with yet by Europeans. And it is understood that the Peruvian Health and Environment Ministries have been aware of the problem since 2014. The Nahal, who live inside a reserve for isolated Indians in the southeast Peru, have also been suffering from acute respiratory infections and other health problems since they were contacted. All right, IDACEP, the main indigenous organization in Peru's Amazon, is lobbying the government to carry out full health checks on the Nahal and other tribes in the area, and to conduct a proper investigation into the cause of the poisoning. A study was conducted by the Ministry of Health in the spring of 2015, but the results have yet to be published. Neri Zapata, an indigenous leader, said, quote, "Mercury contamination is extremely damaging to human health because its effects are irreversible. The health department must investigate this and stop the contamination that is poisoning the indigenous population," end quote. Survival has also written to the Peruvian Ministries of the Health and Culture, urging them to publish the results of their study and put an end to the catastrophe. The director of the Survival publication, Stephen Carey, said, quote, "The Peruvian authorities have always been pretty indifferent to the problems facing their indigenous communities, and the total neglect they've shown in this case just proves it. Had this poisoning taken place in Lima, I don't expect they would have been quite so casual in their response, or as slow to publish the results of their earlier findings. It's nothing short of scandalous that they are not doing more to sort out the crisis. It's also very telling that they are withholding information about this from the public," end quote.